Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. In movies, tricksters or con artists are usually played by men. They're about men. But this week, I'm going to talk about movies where women are the crafty ones. There's a scheming widow in England's stately mansions, and a mysterious visitor to Norway's Wild West, and a couple's reunion in the Deep South. Heaven, directed by Kjersti Steinsbø. Andrea, played by Sirin Jorgensen, is a soft-spoken travel writer with a short, boyish haircut. She arrives in a small town in western Norway in the middle of the night, unannounced. Why is she there? She works for a famous travel magazine and wants to interview Morten, played by Frodo Winter, the local hotelier. So the scruffy bartender named Bimbo, that's his name, played by Anders Basmo Christiansen, promises to introduce her to him in the morning. So this is a small town where everyone knows everyone else, and it's a beauty. Rows of wooden houses on one side of a pristine green fjord, and stark mountains dominate the other side. And Morten's white hotel overlooks it all. The next day, the blonde and athletic Morten welcomes Andrea and offers her a suite in his empty hotel. And his wife, Nina, noticing Andrea came without a suitcase, she says she lost at the airport, offers her open access to all her clothing. So Andrea is clearly uncomfortable with all the nice things being offered to her. So uncomfortable that she runs to the bathroom to puke. She hasn't told them why she's really there. She's not a travel writer. Her real name is Rebecca, and she's there to get revenge on Morten through entrapment. You see, she visited the town with her much younger sister when she was just a teenager, and Morten, who was 19 at the time, did something then that led her sister to suicide. And she wants him to suffer for that. But did he actually do it? And is he still assaulting young women? And will she be discovered before she carries out her goal? Okay, the movie's called Heaven, which means vengeance in Norwegian, but this is no Valhalla. It's a festering pit of deceit and treachery. The Nordic scenery is breathtaking and the cast is attractive, but the story is just not that gripping. It meanders. And although we understand Andrea's struggle and we can feel her passion and fear, we never really learn anything about her backstory. It's as if her whole life is just living for revenge for her sister. Movie wavers between big issue drama and psychological thriller without ever landing on one side or the other. It's a okay movie, but not great. Love and Friendship, directed by Whit Stillman, based on the novella Lady Susan by Jane Austen. Lady Susan, played by Kate Beckinsale, is a ravishing woman in 19th century England. She has beautiful auburn curls and a plunging neckline. She's also very intelligent. She could charm the cufflinks off a shirt sleeve. Men are like putty in her hands. She's also morally lax. Marriage is a contract for the hoi polloi. For the privileged folk, it should be thought of as a stepping stone. Lady Susan loves her landed gentry lifestyle, but after the death of her husband Vernon, she has no land, no home, and no income. Luckily, she still has ample friends and in-laws with money to burn. But when word of her extramarital dalliances reaches the wife of her host, she's forced to flee and come up with a new plan. She sends her grieving daughter, Frederica, played by Morfydd Clark, off to boarding school and starts the gears of her plan a turning. In addition to her secret bedmate, Lady Susan is being wooed by two men. One is Sir James, played by Tom Bennett, a rich landowner who smiles a lot and is dumb as a post. The other is young and handsome Reginald de Courcy, played by Xavier Samuel, in whose home she's now a guest. He's been warned about her wily ways and is initially resistant to her friendship, but he learns to love her, her witty repartee and complex verbal jousting. Though she never says so, Lady Susan hopes to marry him and secure her and her daughter's financial status. But her plans start to crumble. Frederica is kicked out of the boarding school because Lady Susan never bothered to pay tuition. Lady Lucy Manwaring suspects adultery involving her husband, and she tries to expose it. And her best friend Alicia, played by Chloe Sevigny, can help her with her schemes, but only if her much older husband, played by Stephen Fry, is kept out of the loop. Can Lady Susan win her man, restore her status, keep her secret love affair, and get the money she needs and wants? Okay, Love and Friendship is a Jane Austen novel reimagined as a wonderfully witty screwball comedy. Director Whit Stillman took the unfinished story and added his own touch. So he introduces each character, and there are a lot, with their names and brief descriptions appearing on the screen, which helps you keep track. The acting is good across the board. The costumes, the music, and the setting shot near Dublin are all delightful. I like this movie a lot. The Intervention, directed by Clea Duval. Four couples, old friends, all having a reunion. They meet up in a huge house amidst the Spanish moss of a Carolina plantation. It's nowadays. It's a surprise party of sorts. The surprise is they're there not to celebrate, but to break up a marriage. Ruby and Peter, played by Kobe Smulders and Vincent Piazza, have careers and kids, but their friends all think it's a sham. They don't love each other anymore, so why are they still together? So Jessie, Ruby's sister, and Annie, another friend, plan to hold a secret intervention to tell that couple to face the music. But look who's talking. Annie, played by Melanie Lynskey, is a heavy drinker and refuses to commit to her fiancé. Jessica, played by Clea Duval, is in a long-term relationship with her girlfriend, but they've yet to move in together. And the newly single Jack arrives with another surprise, Lola, played by Aaliyah Shawkat, a 22-year-old loose cannon he picked up at a music festival. Lola is openly bisexual and ready to jump into bed with anyone who strikes her fancy. Will the intervention succeed or fail, and will any of the couples survive this fraught-filled get-together? The Intervention is a light and likable relationship comedy. By light, I mean there's nothing remarkable about the story. It succeeds on the strength of the excellent comic acting of three actresses, Duval, Shawkat, and most of all, Lynskey. It's premiering in Toronto at the 26th Inside Out Film Festival, which is on now for the next 10 days. Go to insideout.ca for showtimes. Heaven and Love and Friendship, both open today. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.